You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The bus driver shortage. I was wondering, how long has the shortage been an issue?
It really started last year, but it's all coming off the back of COVID. You know, people have many more choices with the economy as it has been, and people are choosing not to drive buses where they can.
I think I heard that people got poached from the buses to drive trucks.
Yeah, so the truck's obviously pretty similar to driving a bus in terms of moving a heavy vehicle, and you don't have the issues of necessarily dealing with people and the issues that come with that, and the risks, I guess, that have come with that on a daily basis. There's also issues with wages. The government have been making moves to try and correct some of those or fix some of those, and wages have been improving, but some of that is still to flow through yet. And so, yeah, there's been a big issue in terms of both the pay and also the conditions of work that have been in place that have led to a lot of bus drivers leaving the industry.
Can you talk about the conditions of work and what the issues might be?
Bus driving is a stressful thing. You're responsible for potentially 50 to 100 people on a bus, getting them where they are safely in traffic with very strict timetables to adhere to, and a lot of other pressures that come with doing that. So there's also issues with split shifts. So for example, you might some shifts work where you have to work in the morning, you might have 4 hours off and then work in the afternoon, so you have a very long day. While you have some downtime, you're not paid for that, obviously, and it's not quite the same as a lot of your own time where you can go off and do a lot of your own things, because you need to be back at work within a few hours again.
Could you talk us through what a day would look like as a bus driver? When would you start?
Many bus drivers would need to be starting to work before most people would be commuting. So getting to work early in the morning, they'll be commuting, they'll be driving through the rush hour period to get people to work where they need to go. They'll then, some of them will carry on, but some will probably then take a break, and then it's the same thing in the afternoon. They're needing to work before and after the rest of us, you could say.
So would that be maybe starting around 6 a.m?
I don't know the exact details of when bus drivers start, but I can assume that many of them will be starting quite early.
And then finishing a bit later in the afternoon, or in the evening, some
will do a full shift, some will do a split shift, as I said, and that could mean that they could leave home in the morning quite early and not get home till after 7 at night. So they could be out from home for more than 12 hours a day or more.
Do you know if they offer part-time options?
I don't know. I know about the split shift, so presumably that there are some part-time options, but I don't know the exact details of the employment rules from bus companies.
I heard from someone connected to the industry that people on average put on 15 kilos within the first 6 weeks. That sounds impossible. But he said that the people were just stuck in the middle and they never really stood up.
Yeah, I mean, bus driving is a very, very sedentary role, and much more so probably than often a lot of office work where you can get up and walk around, or obviously more physical labour. And so you are stuck in a seat for most of the day, other than breaks and what have you. So it's not surprising that bus drivers would then, particularly new drivers, might put on weight. And that's obviously a big issue for health and the outcome of those drivers.
But what are the impacts of not getting more bus drivers on the network?
The biggest issue is how it affects our public transport system. So without these bus drivers, we've seen thousands of bus cancellations every day that are occurring in Auckland, same in Wellington and also similar levels in Wellington and other places. So what that means is without the drivers, we don't have buses being able to run properly, which means people can't get to work. There's more reliance on people then using cars or other forms of transport, so that creates more congestion and more frustration as well, so commutes take longer. So there's a lot of downsides for not having these bus drivers.
The Auckland Council annual budget proposes locking in the current reduced service. What will be the impact, do you think, for Auckland?
There's two aspects to the reduced service. First of all, last year in about May, I think it was May or September, Auckland Transport removed around about 1,000 trips a day from their timetables, and that was because of the bus driver shortage. Since then, that driver shortage has also meant an additional 1,000-odd bus services a day are often cancelled, And so we're seeing huge numbers of cancellations. And what they're talking about is, with the budget cut, is that that first 1,000 or so services that were cut today would stay cut. And that means at peak times there will be continue to be cancellations, there will be or no buses where there previously used to have been them. That means it's harder to get around. It's more likely that you might miss a bus because it's congested or because other services aren't running. Less frequent services. So that's what it means by locking in this budget cut.
What would you do to try and make bus driving more appealing to potential workers?
Yeah, so the government and also Auckland Transport, previously to that, have put a lot of effort into increasing driver wages. The government last year announced a scheme to increase wages to close to around $30 an hour, which for Auckland, the average has been early last year had been around 22. So that's not just the government have done that, that's also Auckland Council changes and other things. So that is a significant improvement, but some of that is still to flow through to bus drivers yet. The other piece, I think there's a couple of pieces that would help, and that is about improving the overall conditions. So, for example, how they deal with their shift security is probably a big one right now. We've seen a number of cases recently where bus drivers have been assaulted, and those are things that can be fixed and are taking far too long to get fixed. I would hope that we'd see some more priority put onto that for helping improve bus driver conditions.
With regard to the assaults, are any people particularly targeted?
I don't know. It seems to be often in the evenings or where bus drivers are running routes that might not have as many people on them, where bus usage tends to be lower. It's often where it occurs. And you know, there are well proven solutions for this, for dealing with this. For example, most cities overseas have clear screens or doors that cover the bus driver themselves from passengers, and that's a good way of providing safety because then people can't get to them, and that's an easy solution that could be put up relatively quickly to help improve that safety condition. And Auckland Transport are looking at it, but for some reason they still haven't rolled it out yet.
Is it up to 80 or is it actually the bus companies that are responsible for this?
Well, I think ultimately they're both responsible because AT contracts out those bus companies. AT are the ones who, if something goes wrong, that's AT service that gets cancelled, and that AT have to manage that relationship with their customers because people are then expecting a bus to turn up and it can't because someone's unfortunately been assaulted or just even threatened can be quite off-putting for drivers. Improving bus driver safety is both of their responsibilities, in my view.
Would it be helpful then if AT were to fund the plastic screens, do you think? Is that what you're advocating for?
Well, I believe that they're working with those bus companies around how they do that right now. It's just the question is, why is it taking so long? We need to get those bus drivers safer so that they can do their important work without those sort of threats that have been occurring.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.